Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Gilbert. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cliff Cook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bailey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Jim Bailey. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Art Schult. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ben Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ben Johnson. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert hits a line drive into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Gilbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Temple scores. Pinson moves to third. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ben Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. One out. Buddy Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilbert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Cook reaches second base with a double. Gilbert moves to third. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Walls moves to second. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Walls moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive towards short. Casco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson juggles the ball. That's an error on Jackson. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinson moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive towards second. Taylor catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Pinson scores. Bell moves to third. Robinson moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Reds. Buddy Gilbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gilbert takes first base on ball 4. Don Elston now pitching. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cook is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Morin moves to third. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Don Elston. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morin scores. Jackson moves to third. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-2 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Averill reaches second base with a double. Schult moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gilbert. Morin reaches second base with a double. Schult scores. Averill moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jackson is walked intentionally. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pinson strikes out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 3 in the game. Altman strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walls is hit by the pitch. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Buddy Gilbert. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 3 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas now playing left field. Gus Bell now playing right field. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-1 in the game. Henry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill moves to third. Henry moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-4 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Altman reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. Henry scores. Taylor goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Cubs. Tom Acker now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Walls is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Al Dark now playing third base. Willie Jones pinch hits for Tom Acker. Willie Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Bell reaches second base with a double. Pinson goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Cubs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.